Good morning, this is BBC Radio Bristol. Time now is 7:30 with the news. Here's Richard Lawson.
A plan to reduce train journeys between Bristol and Cardiff to 30 minutes is being launched today. It's being led by a group of political leaders from the west of England and South Wales who want to see billions of pounds of investment in the rail network. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future was asked whether it could actually happen.
The scheme is certainly realistic. It will deliver those improvements and they'd be very welcome. The real issue is whether they can find the money. And at a time like this, with the government not really splashing the cash, I think that's the real challenge, to find the funding rather than actually getting the job done.
Tributes have been paid by the family of a man.
Bristol@bbc.co.uk. Now, we're separated by just a couple of dozen miles and a bit of water. So why does getting the train between the west of England and South Wales take so long? Today, a group of political leaders from both nations will launch their vision for the future of regional rail. The Western Gateway wants almost £10 billion over the next 25 years to drastically improve journey times, provide extra trains and even build a new Severn crossing. But how realistic is it? Let's speak to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, James.
It takes 50 minutes to get between Bristol and Cardiff, 90, hour and a half from Bristol to Swansea. Why so long?
Well, if you look on a map, you know, Bristol and Cardiff are just 25 miles apart as the crow flies. But the route is a kind of upside-down U-shape, a bit of a detour. So that's part of the reason, and it's to do with the condition of the line, and you may be surprised to learn that one of the sort of the major limiting factors that prevents trains going faster is not the trains themselves, but it's the signalling. So if you were to upgrade the signalling, you'd get faster journey times.
Okay, so in terms of this Western Gateway, is signalling one of the key things they're going to do, or is there more they need to do to reduce journey times?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other thing that we're very keen on, of course, is electrification. The relatively short gap between Bristol Parkway and Bristol Temple Meads is, of course, not electrified. And if we were to electrify that, that would give us a complete electric journey to Cardiff. And electric trains have better acceleration, so you'd get a better journey time from that. And, of course, they're clean and green and so on. So that's why we love electrification.
How realistic is this, Bruce? Because the Western Gateway reckons to fulfil all their ambitions, they need around £9 million. I mean, the government surely is not going to agree to that.
That really is the big stumbling block. So from a sort of technical point of view, it's totally doable. You know, give us the money and we'll get you a better service. But the government isn't, even at the best of times, in a sort of mood to splash the cash, and I think at a time like this it's going to be a political uphill challenge to get them to sign the cheque.
And then very interestingly, there's also talk of a potential new Severn crossing in the document. Is the Severn tunnel a bit of a hindrance, Bruce, to any upgrade plans?
It's got capacity problems in itself. It leaks an awful lot of water. It needs to be pumped out fairly frequently, but it's sort of okay. But if you look on a map again, you know, most of the distance between Bristol and Cardiff is water. So I don't know where they would put it. I mean, you could have a very, very long tunnel, which would be a much more direct route. But I dread to think how much that would cost.
Indeed. Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Later today, a group of regional leaders will launch their vision to improve rail links between the west of England and South Wales.
James Hansen.
7:39 now on Thursday morning. Keep your messages coming, please.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Richard Lawson. A plan to reduce journey times between Bristol and Cardiff to 30 minutes is being launched today. It's being led by a group of political leaders from the west of England and South Wales. They want to see billions invested in the rail network. Well, Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future explains why it currently takes so long to travel from Bristol to South Wales by train.
The route is a kind of upside-down U-shape, a bit of a detour. So that's part of the reason, and it's to do with the condition of the line, and you may be surprised to learn that one of the sort of the major limiting factors that prevents trains going faster is not the trains themselves, but it's the signalling. So if you were to upgrade the signalling, you'd get faster journey times.
The family of a man who was stabbed to death. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Richard Lawson. A plan to reduce train journeys between Bristol and Cardiff to 30 minutes is being launched today. It's being led by a group of political leaders from the west of England as well as South Wales who want to see billions of pounds invested in the rail network. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future says while it is possible, the actual cost of completing the work could be the stumbling block.
From a sort of technical point of view, it's totally doable. You know, give us the money and we'll get you a better service. But the government isn't, even at the best of times, in a sort of mood to splash the cash. And I think at a time like this, it's going to be a political uphill challenge to get them to sign the cheque.
A new report suggests that teachers in England should be offered...